Welcome back, guys. This is your girl, Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com, and I am super excited. Guess what? We are starting season 2 of our new show on anchor.fm/AskNaj. So I want to get into this really quickly. I'm so excited to be back, guys. Like, we have so much going on. And so as you guys know, we are doing our shows and for the weekend. So you guys can check it out. They go up every Saturday. And so we're coming back with the Saturday uploads. And so I'm so excited. If you're first time joining, welcome. Welcome to the official launch of episode 1, season 2 of our new podcast right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj. Now, when we first started season 1, it was called the NLHT Show. And the more that I was thinking about it, the more that I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't feel really aligned with the name. And a lot of times when I'm doing teaching or working with clients, everyone's asking me questions. So they'll, you know, ask me whatever's going on. And I was like really thinking, let me align with that because I really feel connected. So we decided to call it Ask Najm Lee, right? Ask Najm Lee Show. I think my initials in there. Ask Najm P. Lee Show. So, but we wanted to cut it up and just simplify it for you guys. So the name is Ask Naj, A-S-K-N-A-J. And I think that's just an easy way, Ask Naj, like, any questions, just ask Naj. The podcast, Ask Naj, right? And so I totally love that. I totally rock with that. And I feel more aligned with it because, hey, it's my show. So Ask Naj, right? When it comes to spiritual questions, you're on your spiritual journey, you have a spiritual awakening, and you're like, wait, I got questions. Hey, Ask Naj. Ask Naj, okay? Just Ask Naj. She got the answers. And that's so true. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of meditation and just inward alignment, I would call it, right? And I think it's just fabulous to have a title like that, a name like that for a show. So this is what I'm encouraging you guys to do. Any questions that you have so that we can really put together an awesome show, please send it in to us. You can actually leave a voice comment with your question. Make sure you say your name and who you are, where you're from, and you know, your question. Also, you can email me your question at najmleestudios@gmail.com. Again, that's najmleestudios@gmail.com. And also, if you follow me on Instagram or on Twitter at Najm Lee, just, you know, text me there, you know, DM me, hit me up in my DM, slide into my DMs with your question. And I would love to put it into the show. So it's really good when I can get feedback from the audience and really want to develop a family with you guys when it comes to this podcast, that you are engaging, I'm engaging, and we're really having a great time. Right? So that is what we're going to do. Send in your questions, any spiritual, health, wellness, lifestyle, you know, questions that you may have, conspiracy questions, like, does UFO exist? And things of that nature. I would love to answer for you guys. So today I just wanted to like just really describe what the show is all about. And quickly introduce myself. And so, you know, Ask Naj is all about, as I said before, sending your questions, answering your questions in a show style, right? I really want it to be where we're talking. It's not so much like a, you know, a highlight presentation and things of that nature. I just really want to talk because spiritual journey is a lifestyle, okay? It's not like just going to school. It is a lifestyle that it's a part of you. You live with it. You become it. You ascend with it. And the ultimate goal, of course, is ascension. And that's the goal here in what I do, sharing the knowledge, sharing what I learn, and helping you guys on your path as well of your spiritual awakening, your spiritual journey, your spiritual ascension, right? Also, we're gonna have some special guests. Oh my God. Oh my God. We have some really cool guests coming on to the show. I cannot wait to share it with you guys and for you to hear. Also on this show, we're gonna be talking about love. We're gonna be talking about relationships. We're gonna get into the nitty-gritty of that. And I have a special guest who's going to be coming on this season. Her name is Sonia LaRae. Woo! This woman is a powerhouse coming out of Philadelphia. Yes, on the East Coast here. And she's an amazing relationship coach. She's also a life coach. She's also a fashion stylist. And she's worked with, I mean, countless of celebrities, guys, like, you name it, she's done it. And so she'll be on the show. And also, I have another guest who's gonna be talking about his spiritual journey. And he's an artist, and just really incredible to come on and share. And I know, like, to share your spiritual awakening, your spiritual journey is sometimes sensitive or you feel like it's too different or whatever. But I really encourage you, if you got like a really special story, hit me up. As I said, you can hit me up right here on the voice comments, or hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at Najm Lee. It's really like a really good place to do that. Hit me up at my DM at Najm Lee. It's super easy. And let me know that, hey Naj, I would like to share my story. I have a spiritual awakening. And what I'm gonna do is contact you, set up a time and day that we can chit chat and then go from there. If you are a great fit, then I'm going to schedule with you a day for your interview. Yeah! And so I love stories. I love sharing my own story as well as hearing others. And I know I've shared my story a lot, but I wanted to hear from others. And so if you got a really cool story and you really genuinely want to share it and really let people know, hey, this was how mine was, you know, because everyone's journey is different and you may relate. Maybe you don't relate to mine as much, but you may relate to somebody else. And that's what is so beautiful about this journey and this process going towards of ascension, aligning with our higher self, and just going back to source, right? So I am thrilled to do that. So make sure you hit me up in my DMs at Najm Lee or leave a voice comment and I will get back to you. What else? Also, if y'all don't know, your girl's a spiritual life coach. And I am just super excited just to share my knowledge and expertise and all that good stuff. So just really quickly, if you guys don't know, if this is your first time to the show, my name is Najm P. Lee. The P stands for Saya. And I am a health and wellness consultant. I'm an intuitive reader, healer, spiritual life coach, and artist. I do paint and I love painting and expressing my art, drawing and all that. So it's a balance for me. I do that and I love spiritual life coaching. I love helping others and seeing results that they make within their own life. It is so fascinating to me. And so I've been on this journey for about... Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there. And so I've been on this journey for about, I would say, over 20 years. And it's been a long journey since I was a kid. And, you know, seeing spirits, seeing, you know, the veil, beyond the veil, I would say. And experiencing that presence, having really vivid dreams and or lucid dreams, and able to have those type of experiences of stepping out my body, visiting other places, and also you know, aligning and hearing, and not just seeing, but also hearing somewhat, or I don't know how, if it's hearing or telepathic, I can align with sometimes. Also, so this journey has been with me in learning. I've studied all five religions, all the main ones. So I would say Christianity, Catholicism, Buddhism, Islam, and Hinduism. And those were the five core that came to me, and I especially dissected that Bible and redissect, just to really get an understanding. I also saw what wasn't aligned, what wasn't there. And, you know, there's so much out there nowadays that you can get access to teach yourself. And so, but the thing about my journey is that I flowed. I met with angels that would come in human forms and align with me and tell me, hey, you're here for a big purpose, you're here to do something major. And I would get these reminders. Literally, I can see, I remember one time in college, me and my roommate, we were walking to the grocery store on USC campus, and a lady came out of the vitamin store, and literally we're going into the vitamin store because I just came out the hospital and I needed to get some vitamins. And she basically, with her child in a stroller, like, came out and then all of a sudden went stiff. And then we saw, like, literally like a wind blow, and another energy stepped into her. Her eyes changed everything right in front of us. It was so fast, but I was so happy that I had a witness with me. And this being basically came through and said, I have a message for you. You are here to do really big things. You are here to do great things. It's going to be coming up, you know. And I was just like, okay, you know, and then left that person's body. And I remember the lady, how she looked at me and my roommate, like, what just happened? Like, why am I standing here? What's going on? Like, look of confusion. And we just smile and say, you know, have a great day. But me and my roommate were like, what the hell? What the hell was that? Naj, you're going to be doing something major. Did you hear that? And I was like, okay, I wasn't the only one. Like, you totally heard too. And so the things like that just would happen with me throughout my life. And so I just flowed. Everything's about flowing. Everything's about synchronicities and being open to the realms, right? And I am open to those realms, and I've learned to be very compassionate, very loving, and also obedient. I do not, am not disrespectful. I really listen, and I try to learn as quickly as possible on my journey. And so I shared this a little bit with you, and which has brought me to where I am right now. There's so many stories I can share that has happened throughout my life. I have had so many experiences that one episode of our show is not enough. This is going to take days. And all I know is downloads upon downloads of information always came to me. And the more that I open, I say, you know, bring me to who I need to learn from. Bring me to who I need to learn from. And I'm telling you, I get guru after teacher would come, teach me what they need. And then it, like, their time was up, and then it's another one. You learn this real quickly, and I'm going to send you to someone else. Learn that, I'm going to send you to someone else. And it was just like this. Over and over and over, I learned from everyone, right, that came into my path. I remember one time someone just showed up at my front door and said, I'm here to pick you up and deliver you, bring you down to the Indian reservation. And I was just like, okay, really? And I remember my daughter was inside, and I'm just like, is this for real? And the guy was just like, I'm not here to, I swear to God, I know this is so strange and everything, but I've been summoned to come and get you. And once I heard that, I was like, all right, I'm going to take a shot at this. I'm going to do that. And I went, and it was amazing. I learned so much on that reservation. I learned so much from the people. I learned so much from the animals. It was just an amazing experience that me and my daughter got to really experience. You know, even though she was so young, she was able to feel the freedom of being on a reservation, being in a teepee, and experiencing bunking with other people in one teepee. And I thought the energy of that was so amazing and enlightening. And and I can go on. There's stories like this, like, whoo, I can go and go and go and go and go. But I just wanted to share a bit about me, about my spiritual journey, and how it's been a serious ride. And so I can't wait. I'm going to do it in another episode of our show where I talk about New Orleans. And I cannot wait. This is so recent. I went to New Orleans in April of 2019 of this year. Me and my student. She is amazing, and you're going to get to hear more about her. She's putting some things together for herself. And so we did a spiritual retreat, a spiritual journey down to New Orleans, and I can't wait to share with you that story. All right, guys, I am super excited for season two. Let's just kick it into gear with episode one today. And yeah, just, you know, pop me your questions, okay, guys? Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, what questions you have that you need answers to, and I am excited to share it with you guys, dig into my bundles and bundles of books and notes and things of that nature in the spiritual realm, and bring them to you on the Ask Najm show. So remember, this is our new podcast name on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Super easy, just Ask Naj. That's me. And I can't wait. I will tune in with you guys next week, same time, same place, right here on Ask Najm Lee show. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited. Okay, guys, okay. Let's wrap this up. Have an awesome, awesome day, guys, and I will see you back in like tutus. And we are out. Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste.